Hello, everybody. Welcome to week 9 here of the Boys Locker Room Chats here with head coach of the Valley Heights Mustangs, Kenny Steinfort. Coach, let's talk about your last couple of games here. The unfortunate overtime loss against Chapman. You went in overtime 44-44, but just losing 51-50. Real quick, give me a note on that game. Royce Eskrim, he led the scoring with 22 points and outstanding 19 rebounds as well to capture the double-double. I rest this team scoring not getting in the double digits, though, with just the second leading scorers being Jaden DeWalt and Logan Gray, both 8 points apiece.
Yeah, you know, it was a very disappointing game, and it was a game that was a winnable ball game for us that, you know, we just basically didn't shoot well from the foul line. Shot at 41%, and that basically probably did it there, and then not getting some other people in the double digits. Is scoring's always been one thing that we've struggled with, and not getting that extra person in double digits definitely didn't help as well. But one thing I was pleased with the kids is they did compete and they competed to the end and kept that thing at a 1-point game and at the end. And you did, some of the games we played this year, we haven't competed real well in and we're starting to compete. And that's what I appreciate about the boys.
And then your game that you just played on Tuesday against Clay Center, a loss of 81-40. What can you tell me about that game?
Well, you know, Clay Center is a very good basketball team, and we knew going in that they were a very good basketball team, very senior led. I believe they had 9 seniors, and they had lots of depth. I mean, they played 10 people throughout the whole game, and you know that's hard for us to keep up with when we're basically playing 5 to 6 people most of the game. But very good basketball team that basically shot the ball really well from the 3-point arc, and that's the main reason we took a beating and got beat pretty bad there. So,
well, now you're going to get back here to finish out the rest of the season. Just 2 weeks left. We'll have a coach's show next week to talk about the last game of the regular season against Onega. But real quick here to talk about your next 3 games that you'll be having. You'll have Clifton Clyde tomorrow on Thursday, and then you'll have Frankfort on Friday, and then Blue Valley Randolph on Tuesday. What's the preparation for these back-to-back games and then that game against Blue Valley Randolph on next Tuesday?
Yeah, well, our schedule definitely doesn't get easier. You know, we're going to go play, like you said, a very good Clifton Clyde team tomorrow and turn around on Friday and play Frankfort. And, you know, today we're not in school here on Wednesday. And so to prepare for both of those we're not going to be able to really prepare for them. We tried to do some things Monday to get ready for the Clifton Clyde game. But we've got a tough schedule ahead here, you know, back-to-back games, and then get a day off and get a weekend off and turn around and play Blue Valley and finish up with Onega. So, you know, preparation-wise, we're going to go play ball. That's all we can do.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. This has been the week number 9 Locker Room Chats here with head coach of the Valley Heights Mustang Boys, Kenny Steinfort. Coach, thank you for your time.
Yep, thank you.
This Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies.